Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 PM on June 22nd, 2022, and time to reconvene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President. We have with us this afternoon, joining us virtually, Rebecca Wolf, Vice President, and Commissioner Sidney Logan, Secretary. To my right, we have John Harlow, CEO General Manager, Joe Fina, Assistant General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Jenny Ridge, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzer, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. A reminder that please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table at the entrance. Are there any items to be added to the agenda, commissioners?
I have none.
Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have none.
Thank you. Comments from the public this afternoon is agenda item 2, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining us by Zoom, please click raise your hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you're speaking and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have any documents or other materials to enter into the record, make that known to the deputy clerk, and who will step up and get that material from you and distribute the material to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with these procedures. Please note that all motions receive a silent second, and that's to ensure that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. I'll now ask you to join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
We will now move on to agenda item 2, which is comments from the public. Which clerk do I look to for this? Are you ready to show here? Do we have anyone on the line or on Zoom?
I do not show any hands raised.
All right. Thank you. We will move on to agenda item 3, which is our consent agenda. 3A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of June 7th, 2022. Am I echoing, folks?
You're fine.
This is my ears. 3B, consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Second.
Do we have any questions from the audience? Commissioner Logan, do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Commissioner Wolf?
No questions.
Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 We will now move on to agenda item 4, items for individual consideration. 4A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO General Manager or his designee to execute an amended and restated North Mountain Substation Operation and Maintenance Agreement between the district and the City of Seattle City Light Department. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Second.
We have Chris Scudder with, Chris. With us, should we have any questions? I believe that we have been briefed on this. Commissioners?
I don't have a question, just a comment. I'm so pleased we are able to make progress on this and really get down and make some real improvements to this agreement. So thank you so much to staff for taking this on.
Commissioner Wolf?
I admire the legal department for doing such a great job on the contracting and all of, the contract wording and all of that. It's good job.
I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. 4B, consideration of a resolution ratifying a communication site license with Pinnacle Towers, LLC, and the 2021 amendment to said lease and authorizing the Assistant General Manager Distribution and Engineering Services of Public Utility District Number 1, Snohomish County, to execute the second amendment of said lease. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Second.
Do we have anyone in the audience that has questions? Anybody has any questions? Do we have anyone on calling in with questions? All right. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item 4C, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO general manager or designee to execute an interagency agreement for the Clean Fund CEF for grant with the Washington State Department of Commerce for Tulalip Tribe's Critical Facility Microgrid Administration Building and Tulalip Gathering Hall. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Second.
Do we have anyone? We have Scott Gibson here to brief us. I believe we have already been briefed. Commissioners, any questions?
No, I thought it was a great presentation at the last meeting, and I'm very, very excited about this project.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be great to see what the study shows. It would be wonderful. The tribe, you know, sort of held out the possibility of a large project, and that would be very exciting as well. So I really appreciate staff for working with the tribe and preparing this grant.
I feel to ask if we have anyone in our audience or on the line that has any questions. All right, I'll call the motion on the table. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We are now on agenda item 5, the CEO General Manager Report. John, do we have anything to report this afternoon?
I do have a couple items to share with the commission. First, from our communications group, we successfully wrapped up another year of offering our education programs. Despite significant obstacles, we were able to move many of our classes to virtual, and by spring, we were managing to offer both in-person and virtual. The pandemic presented huge impacts on education over the past 2+ years, and we were pleased and relieved say we strategize and flex to meet the challenges and support our students and our educators' needs. Our annual water quality reports have been produced and are available on our website. And one exciting announcement, we are plunging into raising funds this year for Project Pride through partnering on a fun run. The Snohomish River 5K 10K run for warmth will be happening the weekend of October 15th and 16th, and we are a part of it. We have been dabbling with this idea for several years now and are excited to finally make it happen. There is a role for everyone on this new activity. We raise money through our employees and retirees volunteering to help us work the event, and we raise funds through each person that signs up to walk or run in the event by using our special code. Tell everyone, we'd like to really push this now through the month of July, especially as we get $10 for Project Pride for each signup. After that, we still benefit, but the donation amount drops a little bit each month. Sign up with your friends, family members, and team members. We'd like every Team PUD member involved and rock our donation amount. That is an exciting event for us. From our customer and energy services, community support update, our utility rental assistance, the program has ended, and our team is working with Workforce Snohomish and Snohomish County to approve final customers by the end of the day, 6/22, or end of the day tomorrow. To date, we have provided 1,896 households with approximately $1.75 million in arrears assistance. And we're working the final stages and anticipate additional households being approved this week and landing just shy of the $2 million in overall assistance. Snohomish County ARPA funds, we continue to support the county recovery roadshows, soliciting public feedback on the allocation of $161 million for recovery and resiliency programs. The CSRs have been attending in person to assist customers with discount and energy efficiency questions and applications. We've also submitted program concepts related to arrearage and energy burden reduction for consideration. We anticipate hearing about their decisions and next steps in July. And then finally, from a customer service, the Department of Commerce, a $100 million budget proviso for utility assistance. Commerce is working with utilities to gather additional data needed to develop allocation formulas and rules, and we expect to hear more information in coming weeks with hopes to provide final utility allocation disbursements in August of this year. And in our customer service group specifically, they put out fires this week, literally. One of our field CSRs, Tessa Marino, used her truck's fire extinguisher to put out a fire at a premise where she was dispatched. A report for joint safety team recognition was submitted for Tessa on behalf of her bravery. Tessa's quick response may have potentially saved lives and most certainly saved damage to property. Huge kudos to Tessa's quick response. And from our distribution and engineering services, some great news. We were working, operations was working over on Hat Island with last week with record low tides to bury some of the subsea cable. And our crew led by Reed Mackey believes they found the fault on the submarine cable approximately 75 feet down the beach towards the water. We have a plan in place to go back in mid-July during, again, record low tides to repair the cable. And that will hopefully then, if everything works out, we would have the faulted cable repaired and we'd have all three phases back. So keep our fingers crossed and that all works out. That was a great find.
Commissioner Wolf, did you have any questions, comments? Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have no questions.
Okay,
I was wondering how to sign up for the Pride walk or run and how many miles is it?
It's either a 5K or a 10K.
Oh, good grief.
And how do we sign up?
We can get you signed up.
Okay, count me in.
Commissioner Wolf does walking in her health regime. Commissioner Logan?
Well, hats off to Tessa for putting out a fire, and that information about the Hat Island cable is really exciting. It would be wonderful if that if that restored the cable. I still know it's aging, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily affect our project moving forward with the replacement, but it would still give us a little bit more peace of mind to be able to serve, one, the three phase, so we wouldn't have to run the generator during the summer months, but also that we would have all three phases back, so if another one falls, we still have two phases to operate.
Yeah, that might give us some redundancy, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So... The one phase, it's working?
We have two phases.
Oh, two phases.
Yeah,
so
one phase
they don't have any interruption in service.
No.
Okay. Misunderstood that. And does the department of commerce money go through the county or directly to utilities?
I don't know. I'm not for sure. We have to follow up unless Kim has info on that.
That money should come directly to utilities from the state. That the money that was allocated in the state budget, we're working with Commerce right now on how they will allocate that money directly to utilities. So there's $100 million in that budget line item. We've got great staff that work hard. Jeff on Pam's team and Clark on our team work really hard with a bunch of other utilities on that. So we should learn more in the coming weeks and hopefully in the coming months start to see that one.
Good to hear. And it's also good that it's coming straight to utilities, because sometimes there is administrative overhead when it goes to one agency and back to us. Maybe not on this, but that's typically with what I've seen. We will now move on to agenda item seven or six, which is commission business, 6A. Commission reports. Commissioner Wolf, do you have any reports?
No, I don't have anything to report right now.
Thank you. Commissioner Logan?
I have no reports.
Thank you. Nor do I. We will now move on to 6B, the Commissioner Event Calendar. And I see that we do have a forum coming up with BBC. And we do have one of our commissioners attending the Master Builders Seafood event. That's great. Anything else, commissioners, that should be added?
I have no additions.
No, I have nothing new to add. Thank you.
All right, thanks. We will now move on to 7A, the governance planning calendar. Commissioners, do we have any changes to that?
Planning, just a minute. Do we have August 2nd down for Mrs. McFarlane?
Yes. Oh, I see it's up there under morning business, Commissioner.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Any other comments, commissioners?
Do we have on here the pilot coming back to us about the Flex Energy pilot? I see the broadband got added.
I thought it got added. I'll make sure it gets added.
Okay. Thank you.
John, do you have any other business?
No.
It is 1:48 p.m. Seeing that there's no further business for the board, the hearing is done, and it is, I already put the time in. We are adjourned.